This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas said Saturday it was reviewing a new Israeli proposal for ceasefire in Gaza as Egypt intensified efforts to broker a deal to end the months-long war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. Senior Hamas official gave no details of Israel's offer, but said it was in response to a Hamas proposal 2 weeks ago. Negotiations earlier this month centered on a six-week ceasefire proposal and the release of 40 civilian and six hostages in exchange for freeing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. An election year roast of U.S. President Joe Biden before journalists, celebrities, and politicians at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday butted up against growing public discord over the Israel-Hamas war, with protests outside the event condemning both Biden's handling of the conflict and the Western news media coverage of it. Biden, like most of his predecessors, used a glitzy annual White House Correspondents' Association banquet to take jabs at his rival, former U.S. President Donald Trump. Sudanese paramilitary forces have been encircling the only capital that they have not captured in the western Darfur region, the United Nations said Friday, warning that an attack would have devastating consequences for the city's 800,000 inhabitants. At the same time, the UN said that the rival Sudanese armed forces appear to be positioning themselves. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres again called on the paramilitary rapid support forces and government forces to refrain from fighting in the North Darfur region around its capital. That's according to the UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russia launched a large barrage of missiles against Ukraine overnight, and attacks that appeared to target the country's energy infrastructure. Meanwhile, Russia says its air defenses had intercepted more than 60 Ukrainian drones over the southern Krasnodar region. Ukraine's Air Force said Saturday that Russia had launched 34 missiles against Ukraine overnight, of which 21 had been shot down by Ukrainian air defenses. In a post on a Telegram, Minister of Energy said that energy facilities in the south of the country and in the west had been attacked and that an engineer was injured. Flooding and heavy rains in Kenya have killed at least 70 people since mid-March, according to a government spokesperson on Friday. It's twice as many as were reported earlier in the week. The East African country has seen weeks of heavy rains and severe flooding in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, as well as in the country's western and central regions. Kenya's government spokesperson on Friday refuted claims that hundreds of people have died in the ongoing flooding and said the official tally now stands at just 70 in comparison. Five bodies were retrieved Friday from a river east of the country after a lorry they were traveling in was swept off a submerged bridge, a local citizen. On TV, another 11 were rescued. Residents began sifting through the rubble Saturday after a tornado plowed through the suburban Omaha region and demolishing homes and businesses as it moved for miles through farmland and into subdivisions and slamming an Iowa town. Dozens of reported tornadoes wreak havoc Friday in the Midwest, causing a building to collapse with dozens of people inside and destroying, damaging at least 150 homes in Omaha alone. Republican activists gathered in a school lunchroom last month to hear political pitches from candidates and agreed on the top issue in the Denver suburbs these days, which happens to be immigration. The area has been disrupted by the arrival of largely Venezuelan migrants coming north through Mexico. They said virtually everyone in the meeting said that they were uncomfortable with the new population, which has overwhelmed public services and become a flashpoint in local and national politics. And Burkina Faso suspended the BBC and Voice of America radio stations for the coverage of a report by Human Rights Watch on a mass killing of civilians carried out by the country's armed forces. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.